Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. On this week's Tall Stories, Monocle's New York correspondent, Henry Rhys Sheridan, takes a closer look at a clash between two admirable projects in New York City. Let's listen in.
In the late 1980s, Alan Reaver gazed out from his Lower Manhattan loft into the derelict lot outside and had a vision. He had moved to New York to set up an antiques gallery, leaving behind a real estate career in Colorado. Reaver set up shop in Little Italy, in a property adjacent to the empty lot that was once the site of a public school, long since demolished. Reaver approached the local community board and asked if he could rent the space to turn it into a garden. He wanted to use it to display some of the larger items from his collection of statues. In 1990, he signed a contract with the city, and by 1991, he had developed the lot into a statuary garden with landscaped features. From the beginning, he let some people into the garden at his discretion, but in 2005, he opened the space to the public. Over the years, the garden developed from a local curiosity into the heart of an increasingly affluent community. Welcoming over 100,000 people annually, it's an unusually ornate patch of green in a city where any public outdoor space at all is hard to come by. Which explains the strength of opposition to the city's plan to raise the garden and build on the site. The city first moved to end its rolling contract with Reaver in 2012. In September of this year, an eviction notice was finally issued to Reaver and the caretakers of the garden. To hear the garden's defenders tell the story, it's a case of a neighbourhood David going up against a municipal Goliath. But there's a twist. The proposed development, called Haven Green, will provide a resource that is perhaps even more scarce and valuable in New York City than public green space. 123 units of affordable housing for seniors. Public housing is desperately needed in New York, and seniors without shelter are particularly in need. There are nearly 200,000 people over the age of 65 on the waiting list for housing in the city. The Elizabeth Street Gardens defenders say that, of course, they want affordable housing, but they propose that a city-owned plot about a mile away from the garden would be a better site for it. It's a classic NIMBY defence, and one that is typical of wealthy urban communities whose liberal mores clash with apoplectic opposition to any perceived threat to their quality of life. For its part, the city says that it's looking to build affordable housing on both plots. Alan Reaver died in May, but his son Joseph has taken up the fight to defend his father's creation against the city's bulldozers. The case is still wending its way through the courts. Whatever the outcome, it's an illustration of how the demand for two different common goods in our densest cities can end in a zero-sum struggle.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Henry Rhys Sheridan for today's episode. And remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.